Last week, we heard about how we struggle to live as we should, to do right actions, to speak correctly, and to follow God the way that we know that we should. This week, we discover that the problem comes perhaps even earlier than we had anticipated, that it's not just a problem with right action, with right speaking. We also have a problem with right thinking. We don't think as God thinks. We need a wisdom that is outside of ourselves to understand ourselves and the world as we should, to guide our actions and our speech. And of course, this is a challenge too. This is the challenge that's being highlighted across our readings today, that we are called to live not as unwise people, but as wise. We are to make the most of our time. For the days are evil, we hear in our reading from Ephesians. Apparently, this wisdom is a response to the evil in the world. We hear in our reading from Proverbs that we are to lay aside immaturity and walk in the way of insight. All of these are things we know we should want. And in fact, we probably believe that they are already true about ourselves. We are mature people. We don't walk in foolishness. We walk in insight. And of course, it's that very perspective that I think often has us miss wisdom's invitation in our midst. We can go back to our reading in Proverbs and hear that the servants are sent out to announce to the simple, turn in here, and to those without sense, come and taste this feast that wisdom has prepared. The problem, of course, is that we don't want to identify ourselves by these titles. We're not simple people. We're not without sense. We don't need what wisdom is offering. We're already good to go. So we miss out on sharing the feast that wisdom would want to share with us because we do not identify ourselves as needing that. But of course, our gospel reading today reveals to us the truth that we do need what wisdom is offering. We need to recognize our own simplicity and our senselessness when it comes to God. Jesus today is saying again, I am the bread of life from heaven. I've come to give life to this world, and the bread I'm giving for this world to know life is my very flesh. And of course, the people gathered say, how in the world is this true? This makes no sense to us. This is not wisdom here by human standards. And so they ask Jesus, how? And you give us your flesh to eat. Of course, Jesus goes on to say that they have to accept this, even though they do not understand it. And this often is the challenge for us, that we don't like to accept things we do not understand. We want to figure it all out. We want to have control and mastery over the world around us. We want to believe that our reasoning and our logic is great enough to handle any problem or challenge that is before us. And yet Christ is telling us today, you're not going to understand this. I'm not even going to try to explain to you how this works. I'm just telling you that you need it. Wanting to see ourselves as wise and understanding, we reject what Jesus says to us. We push back. As we will see next week, we will walk away from a teaching that is too difficult for us to wrap our minds around. And of course, this problem continues to this day. We still are hesitant to accept the things of God that we do not understand, to allow mystery to remain in this world and in our lives. We want to nail it all down. We want to think we have right understanding. And when something comes along that might challenge us, that might point out our flawed thinking, our need for wisdom, we might say, well, you're wrong, and walk away. The good news, of course, is that in the midst of our rebelliousness, in the midst of us not wanting to admit our need for God's wisdom, God is persistent in providing invitations for us to know God's wisdom. We might try to hand the invitation back to wisdom, back to God, and say, no, no, this must not be for me. I'm not simple. I'm not without sense. And God will turn right back around and say, oh, yes, you are. You need this. This is for you specifically. Take the invitation. And of course, you might get upset about that title and think, I'm not, God, don't call me simple. God, don't call me without sense. But what is it that God is seeking to offer to those who are simple and without sense? Really, really wonderful things. In fact, we don't have any indication from God that this is a problem. God is very willing to draw near to us in our simplicity and in our senselessness. God is well aware that we are fools and that we need God to work in our lives. And this is what God wants to do. This is why wisdom has prepared her house and has made this feast, because wisdom wants to be shared with people. This is why we are calling out from the heights to say, come, come and experience this. There is desire here on God's part to draw near to us and to fill us with what we need, because God knows we don't understand this on our own. And God does not want to shame us over this, make us feel bad about what we don't know. Instead, God wants to offer us life. God sends Jesus to tell us things that we do not understand and that do not make sense to us, but that offer us the life that we need. And of course, we can't understand any of this, as we heard last week from Jesus, unless the Father helps us. We can't understand any of this unless we are filled with the Holy Spirit, as we hear in our second reading. It is this Holy Spirit who is the bridge for us, who connects us to God the Father and God the Son, who brings into our hearts, into our minds, what God is doing for us and for this world. It is through the Holy Spirit that our minds are transformed in such a way that we begin to perceive our need for God's wisdom, that we begin to understand what it is God has done for us. This is not something we can ever come to on our own. We can't, through our reason, understand our need for God or know how much we do not know. We'll just keep thinking we can know it with enough study. Now, it's the Holy Spirit who reveals to us the truth that we need what God is offering. And we can give thanks and praise and sing spiritual songs that God is offering this. And as we begin to draw near to this wisdom that God speaks into our hearts and into our lives, we also hear that there is nourishment going on here. Across our readings, we hear about food being associated with wisdom. Wisdom has healed the fatted calf and has mixed her wine. Jesus is the true bread from heaven. His flesh is true food and his blood is true drink. There is sustenance here. And I think this is to remind us that this process of receiving the wisdom from God that we need is not a one and done. We don't just receive the Holy Spirit, filled with the Holy Spirit, and bam, we just know everything now. No. We have to keep coming back for this daily bread and wine to be nourished consistently by this true food and this true drink. We are not to be filled with wine, as we hear in Ephesians, but to be filled with this Spirit to nourish us consistently, to support and sustain us in the transformation we need to understand what God is up to in our lives and in this world, to have our thinking so transformed that we might also speak and act in ways that are in line with what God would ask of us. And thankfully, this is the transformation God seeks to bring about in our lives. This is the nourishment and sustenance God longs to provide for us. And this is the nourishment and sustenance we receive today, again today in this meal. Here we encounter the bread of life from heaven once more. Christ shows up. And we receive this true food and this true drink. And we know that we abide in Christ and Christ abides in us. We know that all who share in this meal receive a gift of eternal life. Be raised up on the last day. And in this meal, we begin to get a glimpse of the core of wisdom. That is, what is the will of God? And here we see God's will on display to feed and nourish us, to offer us a forgiveness of our sins, to saturate us with God's grace and mercy. And as we see that will on display and encounter the good news for ourselves that this is true, we are called to share this good news with others. We are called, like wisdom, to make an invitation to all those around us to come and share in this feast, to know that this gift is offered for them as well. That though they might want to say, no, I'm not simple, I'm not without sense, no, it's not for me, you can say, no, it really is. It really is for you, just as it really is for us. And for this good news that God keeps working to share with us the gifts that we truly need, even when we don't think we need them. That God keeps working to share with us the gifts that we need, even when we don't understand how it happens or how it works, but just that God is doing it. For such a gift as this, that is far beyond us, but satisfies our deepest needs and longings. All we can say in response for such a gift is thanks be to God. Amen.